An earthquake at CBS as longtime honcho Les Moonves departs amid a cloud of sexual misconduct allegations.
If you use Instagram stories, you might be a marketing guinea pig.
Serena Williams unravels during the U.S. Open and creates a media firestorm.
And bites behind the media, including perverse incentives for TV commentators, a candidate for county commissioner's false reporter stalking claim, and other scary things about Halloween.
Woo-hoo.
Because guess what? It might be returning
to
a theater near you.
Very nice.
You're tuned in to Behind the Media. Dan Lothian and Jimmy Young bring 70 years of award-winning broadcast experience to the table. From newsrooms across the country, behind anchor desks, and in the field, they've seen and covered it all. And now they are here to take you behind the media.
Sharpen your pencils, grab a clean piece of paper, and take copious notes. Hello, everybody. Welcome to this episode of Behind the Media. I'm Dan Lothian.
And I'm Jimmy Young.
We find the interesting in media so you don't have to go searching for it. Like us on Facebook, use the hashtag Behind the Media to engage with us on Twitter, and listen on iTunes and the CLNS Media Network. Today's episode is powered by Mack Weldon. It's a premium men's essentials brand. For 20% off your first order, visit MackWeldon.com and enter promo code CLNS at checkout. We're also powered by Little Part Media, where ideas come to life, producing corporate videos and podcasts to tell your story. For more, check out littlepartmedia.com or contact info at littlepartmedia.com. So there's this earthquake at CBS. It really is.
Well,
Les
yes.
Moonves is probably one of the most powerful people in television, certainly one of the most powerful people in
media,
and the most powerful person, I think, really in business in general. I mean, he's up there.
Okay.
And the reason for this is most people don't think about these people who are running TV networks. They just care about their programming, right?
Right.
But here is a company that had been struggling for a long time prior to him getting there, when the balance sheets did not look very green. And he comes along and the stock price has gone only up.
Right.
Shareholders in this publicly traded company have been very happy with him.
Well, because they're making the money. What a shock.
They are.
A couple of key words you use there. Yeah. Power.
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 Yes. And money.
And money. That's right.
And power and money.
I think they do go hand in hand. And in this particular case, he certainly took advantage of his power
and hand.
And yes,
and allegedly his hand.
Indeed, keeping those hands away from other people. Anybody,
right.
He did not. That yeah. being said, he also has a background not just in television, but he was in Hollywood in the
yes,
80s.
Yes, he was. And it's interesting.
Universal Studios?
I'm not sure, but I think that's correct. And it's, I don't know if you've been digging into his contract, as if I had a copy of it. But
yeah,
there's been a lot of reporting out there. Apparently, one of the things that he had built into his contract is that at some point when he was separated, probably I think they were thinking favorably from CBS, that he would have some kind of role, one of them being producer.
Yeah, still on the board, too.
Or the board, or
right.
Advisory of some sort. I mean, these are sort of those golden parachutes where you get a boatload of money and you still get an office and you have some connection with a business card that still makes you very important and probably gives you a way to write off taxes somehow, I believe. But this is, it's troubling because I think this is probably the largest, biggest name, I would say.
Oh, bigger than Harvey, too.
Bigger
than Harvey. Perhaps Matt Lauer was a bigger name because he was on camera.
From a celebrity standpoint,
yes.
From a celebrity standpoint, Matt Lauer probably is one of the biggest ones out there.
Can I ask you a question?
Well,
go ahead. Keep going.
Yes,
sorry. I'm sorry. Keep going.
No, Jimmy, you already interrupted.
I have a feeling you know I did interrupt you. Because we're talking about power. We're talking about the biggest names. Wouldn't you consider POTUS and what he's been doing with the women,
buying them off as
a big name?
There we go. But he hasn't been brought down yet, so he's still
going along. They keep trying,
right.
though.
So, for Sorry. Now,
yes,
Les Moonves
leads the league.
He leads the league.
Sexual predators and bad men.
It's not a league that I think he probably wanted to be at the leaderboard for,
That's
but
right.
nonetheless, this is where he finds him. By the way, as an aside, his wife, who is Julie Chen.
Julie Chen. I didn't realize. that.
Oh,
until
you didn't
I
know
read
that.
About it. Didn't know that. I think I'd heard it. By the way, I don't pay attention to gossip.
Media.
No.
You're
to
doing
gossip.
The show, but you don't pay
just
attention to media.
No. Yeah, I pay attention to media, but I don't pay attention to gossip and who's married to who and who's on.
But
I
see,
just,
it's been
but
well
it's
known.
Well known.
It's well known. No, yeah, there's no secret there.
Right, and she disappeared from her show for a couple of days.
She did disappear. You know, she was also, I think, still maybe part of Big Brother, right? Does she still do that show?
I don't know the answer to that question
so
because I don't know much about Julie Chen. I didn't know that she was married to freaking Les Moonves.
Yes, and I think, look, I was thinking about not even bringing her name into this because, you know, she, if in fact these allegations are true, it's a sad story for that family. And I don't know what may or may not have happened after he met her, because he was talking about some consensual activity that took place 20 some years ago. And I don't know if they were together at the time. But it is a sad story for a family when something like this happens. So I feel for her.
Oh, absolutely. Well. I mean, think about it. I mean, men behave badly on a somewhat regular basis. I'm sorry to make a blanket statement about my gender.
And women.
And women, too.
Yeah,
but
everybody behaves badly at some point.
Okay, fair enough.
When they're drunk.
Yeah. Well, it certainly helps, doesn't it? Right?
Yes.
It certainly helps. But point being on that is, you still have a human that's married to that other human.
Right.
And it is embarrassing to have the laundry of your mate's past performances, if you will, put out there for everybody to know about. It's embarrassing. And I've always felt that in the embarrassing, it's the one thing I try to avoid. I have always tried to avoid embarrassing myself or doing something that I would be embarrassed about.
Right,
I'm
right.
ashamed of, even when you really want to cut right to the chase.
Right.
Behavior-wise.
You know, the question that I keep hearing time and time again, since all of these stories started coming out publicly, is what has been going on in this industry? I mean, look, it's not just Hollywood. It's not just the news business. But those are high-profile people that everyone knows about. Is there something about media that fosters this kind of activity that forces people not to speak out until something, you know, finally comes out? I mean, what is it about this industry where we're hearing all of these every week, every month? It doesn't end.
No, it doesn't end. And keep in mind that the allegations and accusations happened in the 1980s and the early 2000s.
Right. And he apparently says that at least three of
he thought they were consensual, and that's
right.
always the he said, she said thing.
And it's, you know, this is controversial. What I'm about to say is controversial, and it did not originate with me. Bill Maher on his show, I heard a clip from him yesterday, and I don't know whether it was dated yesterday or they were playing something from the past, but he pointed out that just because we now are very attentive, focused to the Me Too movement, where we no longer, if in fact you dismissed a lot of these claims in the past, now you really, your first thinking is, oh, this probably did happen, right?
Right.
But what his argument is, or the point he was trying to make is, you know what? Women still lie. Like, all of a sudden, all women are not telling the truth, right? So it's almost as if we have the pendulum has swung from not believing
one extreme
right,
to the other,
not believing these women to right. all of a sudden believing all of them. And so I just raised that to say that these are allegations against him. He has, you know, spoken about some of these, saying that they were consensual. And so we still have to weigh this based on what the evidence is out there and not really jump to any conclusions until all the facts are out there. Nonetheless, there is something behind all of this because
there's a pattern of behavior here,
there's a pattern
Dan.
Of behavior, exactly.
And it hasn't
been the board
good
pushed him out after their investigation.
Right. And we as a society have become far more conscious of this bad behavior because of all the different sexual harassment seminars that are happening in workplaces all
right.
over the world now. And we're and I agree that this is a good thing to get this out in the open. You asked, why does this happen? You know, a lot of these instances had to do with women who were trying to get ahead in their careers
right.
and met this powerful man who they figured could help them. And it was the old, hey, I'll help you if you help me. But there definitely seems to be non-consensual activity right. going on here, too.
It does appear to be that way. And I think, you know, unlike maybe this is what makes this industry more ripe for this kind of activity. In you know, most industries out there, one person or multiple people don't have the power to make your career. Right. I mean, you still have to you have to work your way up. Right.
It ain't what you know. It's about who you know.
Right. But you can't pick right. someone off the street one day and say, you know what, you're going to be CEO of my company the next day. I mean, I guess it's possible. That does happen. But you can't make a star out of someone just by grabbing them and the next day they are. In Hollywood or in the news business, in the media business, if you will, it is possible based on just who you decide to like that you can grab them out of obscurity and the next day they can be a megastar.
A Star is Born is being redone, by the way.
Oh, is it? I
yes,
didn't know
it is.
That.
You didn't know that.
I did not
no,
know
I
that.
I believe
wow.
it's Lady Gaga oh, is wow. actually playing the role of Judy
wow.
Garland.
How do you know about that?
I listen to my honey.
Oh, okay. I thought this originated with you. Research in general.
Yes. Oh, sure. Did I spend my nights looking at all things having to do with media? Anyway,
but I think that you that is part of it. That these people in the media industry wield an enormous amount of power beyond just I'm going to get you a job. You can
have
make
you
stars
mentored,
out of people.
Have you mentored young people in your career?
I have mentored young people
yeah, in my career, yeah. too. And I have never looked for any kind of a favor in return.
I want to make sure
that is out there as well. It does go back to who you know.
It does. It's because it's a subjective kind of business. Yep. There, it isn't necessarily that you're qualified to be on television or you're qualified to be the star in a movie. Certainly, you have to be able to string a couple of words together and memorize something. But it is someone likes you and decides you're going to do it. And
or,
if you can pull it off, you can.
Or,
and
Dan,
you will.
As you know,
yes.
because we've done this before, we've talked about this before, when in the media, when you are trying out for a position
right.
and you send out examples of your work, used to be tapes.
Oh, yes. Back in,
demo
it
reels.
To, it used to be
and
film.
Tapes and film.
And then,
right,
then it
right,
was
right.
3/4 inch.
And now it's
and
linked
then it went
to your website,
to,
usually. Right.
Went, let me continue. Just but, hold your point. Just,
okay.
And I just like to give a little history of how far we've gone here.
Yeah.
So it was film. It was 3/4.
Yes.
It was beta.
Yes.
It was M2.
Yes.
And then it was chips.
Yeah.
I guess is what we are.
It went digital.
And now
links.
And then links. Sorry.
Right.
Okay.
So
sorry.
If you are a news director,
yes.
if you are a Hollywood producer, and you are picking and looking for a talent, the next star, if you will, the next reporter, if you will, 11 seconds is how long it takes for someone to make a decision about your talent.
Yes.
11
talent.
Seconds.
Is it talent or is it look, Jimmy?
Well, that's exactly where I was going, Dan.
Yes,
is that it?
You can figure out a lot of talent in 11 seconds, huh?
That's exactly.
Isn't that special?
Well, no. I have in my mind what this person is going to look like.
Yes.
And I'm a hire. I have the power to hire and fire.
Exactly. With nothing else.
And I start looking through link. I'm going to find one that, hey, that's the look I'm looking for.
Yeah.
And, you know, whenever it's a visual medium, as is television or film, there looks matter.
Yeah. No,
I'm sorry.
Yes.
They do.
And people who disagree, let me see who you're going to look at on television. What
right.
show, you know, if someone, unless they're playing in some horror movie.
Yeah. Or they have a face for radio.
And that applies to the role.
And there's a place for people who have faces for radio.
There is a place. Radio.
That's right. Although these days now with visual radio and cameras
yes.
in studios.
Radio is TV.
Radio becomes TV too.
Exactly.
What is TV? TV is multimedia journalism.
TV.
It's like, does anybody watch TV anymore?
They don't. They watch
live sports.
They watch a screen.
Yes.
But it isn't necessarily
But they
TV.
Watch live sports
right.
on TV. Sports has really maintained
and that
its
will
position
continue to be
as
that
a
way.
Live.
It's
right.
still juicy for that.
Because
yes.
it's unscripted theater. It's unscripted performance.
Right.
And that's why people reserve Sunday
for
I'm just going
to
watch
well,
my
some
NFL
go to
on
church
Sunday.
As well. But
yes, they
yes,
do, actually.
Yes, exactly.
In fact, the beautiful thing about church
yes.
is you can go in the morning
yes.
and still
then
have
watch.
All afternoon to watch football. I just
so
want to say.
One of the other things that I think that's kind of disturbing when you find out that this has been going on in our industry, is there a code where you know things are going on in the industry, but you don't really want to say something about it. And the reason for that is because people in power who are helping to get ratings or helping to boost the value of the stock for a network, you want to keep them around. And so does our industry foster secrecy?
Oh, I think no doubt about it. In fact, I think you're going to find that in a lot of industries.
Right.
I'm not going to say all, but I am going to say a lot of industries. I can, you know, certainly in the software industry and right. and what have you. But what's interesting that's going on now in media is that there are these are the old school. CBS is, you know, an original network.
Yeah.
Universal, a pretty long term entertainment.
Been
They've been around
it's
a
the,
long
the
time.
The old school people are still alive and
if,
still
and
working.
If I was
some
an
of
executive of a major corporation,
I'd retire.
I'd get out fast.
Get out. If you have anything that you can think about that might somehow be connected to what we're witnessing,
get out.
Get out.
Please get out. And not like the movie either. Just get out. Leave. Resign and be happy with what you have accomplished.
Yeah.
Go into teaching, you know, and please, you know, and be nice to your students.
I mean, you know, we sort of make jest a little bit as we've been laying out this story, but I think it is a serious matter.
It's affected some of these women for the rest of their lives.
Exactly.
And that is
exactly.
And again, we both support the Me Too movement.
Right.
We both think that if you are a victim of a crime or you did something against your will and you want to speak out, my goodness gracious, this is the time to do it.
Right.
Because you find that you have plenty of company in that department. And unfortunately, women have been victimized in this by men
right.
in power for a long time.
And I wonder if when you see another example, and this one being, as we pointed out, the largest, the biggest business executive to go down, do you see a teachable moment? You know, do people look at this and are there people out there who will clean up their ways or are about to do something and will say, you know what, I don't want to end up like Les Moonves. I'm wondering if lessons will be learned or if after the old guard is out, after the old school broadcast,
we're going to clean this up?
Or it's more of the same.
Yeah.
Does power and money continue to corrupt?
Corrupt. And I do wonder if there's ever been a reverse on this. But it's odd to think like that. Keep in mind that CBS has brought in, I believe, female replacements for Les Moonves on their board.
Right. And there's another sub story here that we're not going to really, you know, dig too deeply into. But there has been this power struggle between Redstone's
Viacom.
CBS over
yep.
ownership.
Right.
And
Viacom's tried to acquire them twice
exactly.
before. And Les Moonves has blocked that acquisition.
And he's also been very instrumental in getting his people on the board. And there's been power struggle. It's unclear whether there's any thin connection between these two things, or it's just timing, how things just sort of fall into place. But nonetheless, it does yet add another interesting chapter to this story. It's not
especially
just
especially if in the weeks to come,
yeah.
Viacom makes another attempt to buy.
Although they
CBS.
Said they wouldn't do anything for a couple years, right? They're
yeah.
sort of backing off for now. But I feel as if. Advantage
ultimately, if they
want
to play
advantage to Viacom,
right? And if
something
they
like
exactly
this.
Right, and if they want to play in the world of the big media conglomerates that are out there now, NBC, Universal, Disney, that sort of thing, this
they
is
that's a good asset to have.
There's certainly a path to be played. Certainly. A plot that could happen here very quick. You say a couple of years. I don't think it's going to be that. I think
well,
within
that's part
12
of the deal
months,
where they were dropping their right. their. There was some legal action and so forth. They've put that aside now.
Sure.
So
lawyers will figure out a way to
get rid of
do that,
especially now that a big speed bump or hurdle,
right.
if you will,
that's
is out of the way.
It's cleared out of the way. That's right.
Oh
so,
boy, the
that,
soap
you know,
opera never ends.
Not at the highest level.
If you like this episode, let us know. Like us on Facebook. Use the hashtag #BehindTheMedia to engage with us on Twitter. Have any questions or comments, reach out to us at info@littlepartmedia.com. That's info@littlepartmedia.com.